channeling Kyle Perkins, and everybody's trying to be my baby. That's off the Beatles 65 LP, which in reality came out in 64. Anyway, before that, the King Bees did I Want My Baby. I got that off the compilation. She'll Hurt You in the End. Came out in 1995 on the Teenage Shutdown label. Originally released in 1966 on the Pyramid label. Before that, The Time Beings off a self-released CD. Came out around 1990 or 92. And I think I know the name of the CD is called It's About Time. Great CD, great band. And then we kicked off the set with The Leaves with an instrumental called Back on the Avenue. I have the best of thingy, The Leaves Are Happening. Came out on Sundazed earlier in this century. Originally released in 1966 on the Mirror label. It was included on the Hey Joe LP. Anyway, Danny's in the house. Evan's in the house. And they're going to be bringing you the lounge. My name is Alex, and as always, a pleasure is mine. Take care.
time to learn your homophones is past due. Learn to diagram a sentence to always say to whom, don't ever say to who. And listen up when I tell you this, I hope you never use quotation marks for emphasis. You finished second grade, I hope you can tell if you're doing good or doing well. Better figure out the difference. Irony is not coincidence. And I thought that you'd gotten it through your skull, but what's figurative and what's literal? Oh, but just now you said you literally couldn't get out of bed. What? That really makes me want to literally smack a crowbar upside your stupid head.
I read your email.
Step inside the lounge on your freeform station, WMFO.
Oh, it is a Thursday night in the city. It is 91.5 WMFO. It is the lounge. Oh, we are going to get weird tonight. Danny Marinetti in studio along with Evan Myers.
What up?
Stephanie Cardone is online. She has a stomach bug. You can't catch it on the radio, I don't think.
No, that's why we kept her home tonight.
It's not contagious over the air. Listen, tonight is going to be so much fun. We're going to be doing a Weird Al special.
Hey, Danny's already Weird Danny already.
Seriously, I could not have asked for a better show. We kicked it off, Word Crimes, which is a parody of Blurred Lines, Robin Thicke. Featuring Pharrell Williams and T.I.
Oh, my God. This is Weird Al. So with that song, that was his 40th top 40 hit, covering four decades, one of only a few in a handful of people to ever have songs in four consecutive decades.
Even better, just announced his mandatory world tour behind his 2014's mandatory fun tour. So that is happening. Literally just went on his website. They released all of the tour dates yesterday,
and the album was released this week.
Oh my goodness, and we're going to get to some of that album. 617-627-3800. Love to hear from you. It's a Weird Al special, lounge style, 91.5 WMFO.
I finally made it through med school. Somehow I made
patience died. Yeah, my pain.
with my scalpel and my forceps and retractors.
WMFO Thetford. Music.
If only they- Beside myself, I still remember how it began.
it is a Weird Al special, lounge style on 91.5 WMFO. I think I'm a clone now parody of I Think We're Alone Now by Tiffany, and Like a Surgeon parody of Like a Virgin by Madonna. That's from the 1985 album Dare to Be Stupid. And an interesting story behind this, Evan. Although
Do share, do tell.
Although Weird Al refuses to use parody ideas from other people, Madonna is actually partly responsible for Like a Surgeon. So the scoop on this, from what I'm seeing and reading online, is Madonna asked one of her friends how long it would take until Weird Al did her song Like a Virgin as Like a Surgeon. This friend was a mutual friend of Al's manager. And, well, word got back to Al, and he decided it pretty much was a good idea, wrote the song, and it was the only time that Weird Al has obtained a parody idea directly from the original artist. So in that case, went straight to Madonna on that.
Oh, that's unbelievable. Right? You know, and speaking of his manager, I was talking to Jay this week.
Oh, really?
And I wanted to get Al on the show.
Yes.
And unfortunately, he couldn't make it. He is actually on set right now filming a new Disney show. It's called Milo Murphy's Law, and it's basically Murphy's Law. Anything that can go wrong would go wrong. And, you know, it's not his first stint on TV. 1997, yep. There was the Weird Al show. And the whole premise of the show was he was 20 miles beneath the surface in a cave, the surface of the earth, in a cave with his Harvey the Wonder Hamster character. And it was another show where things just would go wrong with a guy. But you know what? 40 years worth of music is unbelievable. And he's still going strong.
And doing the clone right there, and pretty much...
Yeah, not Star Wars,
story.
By the way. That's not Star Wars clones.
Right.
Yeah, I know
just,
in your contemporary
cloning.
Time.
A person I know. Stop it. And that pretty much the song is behind a man who details his life as a clone of himself. So Tiffany, you're not alone now. That was actually his first parody he recorded off of the 1988 album. Even Worse, which was produced by the former McCoy's guitarist Rick Derringer.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the gun?
Like the gun.
Okay, just checking.
So 617, this is how weird the show is going to be. It's going to be a variety of all this music from the past 30 years. 617-627-3800. It is a Weird Al special, lounge style, a 91.5 WMFO.
You can torture me with Donnie and Marie. You can play some Barry Manilow. Or you can play some schlock, like New Kids on the Block, or any Village People song you know. Or play Vanilla Ice, hey, you could play them twice, and you can play the Bee Gees any day. But Mr. DJ, please, I'm begging on my knees, I just can't take no more of Billy Ray. Don't play that song, that achy breaky song, the most annoying song I know. And if you play that song, that achy breaky song, I might blow up my radio. You can clear the room by playing Debbie Boone, or crank your Apple Records until dawn. Slim Whitman or Sam Fear, don't mind a Yoko Ono marathon. Or play some Tiffany on 8-track or CD. Or scrape your fingernails across the board. Or tie me to a chair and kick me down the stairs. Just please don't play that stupid song no more. Don't play that song, that achy breaky song. You know I hate that song a bunch. And if you play that song, that nauseating song, it might just make me lose my lunch. Don't play that song, that achy breaky song, I think it's driving me insane. Don't play that song, that irritating song. I'd rather have a bitch forgive my brain. Don't play that song, that achy
breaking song, the most annoying song I know. And if you play that song, that achy breaky song, I might blow up my radio.
My handcuffs, my cyanide pills, my classified dossier. I've done a couple of crazy things that have almost gotten me dismissed. Like terminate some head of state who wasn't even on my list. Burn that microfilm, buddy, will you? I tell you why, but then I'd have to kill you. You need a quickie confession? We'll start a waterboarding session. No hurry on this South American dictator. I'll assassinate him later. That's when he walked right in my laser sights. And my silencer was on. And my silencer was on. And another target's gone. Yeah, we got our flag up all over the world. From Kazakhstan to Bombay. Paying the bribes like, yeah. Plugging the leaks like, yeah. Interrogating the scum of the earth. We'll break them by the break of day. Party in the CIA, yeah. It's a party in the CIA. Need a country to stabilize, stabilize. Look no further, we're your guy, we're your guy. We've got snazzy suits and ties, suits and ties, and a better dental plan than the FBI. Better put your hands up and get in the van. Brainwashing moles like, yeah. We only torture the folks we don't like. You're probably gonna be okay, gonna be okay. Yeah, yeah. It's a party in the CIA. Yeah, it's a party in the CIA.
Interact. Yeah, you can interact with us now. Lounge Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
I hopped up the plane at LAX with a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kind of homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio. And a Jay-Z song was on. And a Jay-Z song was on. And a Jay-Z song was on. So I put my hands up to play my song. The butterflies fly away. Nodding my head like, yeah. Moving my hips like, yeah. I put my hands up to play my song. You know I'm gonna be okay. Yeah. It's a party in the USA. Yeah. It's a party in the USA. Get to the club in my taxi cab. Everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. Cause all I see is the letters. I guess I never got the memo. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the DJ drum my favorite tune. And the Britney song was on. And the Britney song was on. And a Britney song was on. So I put my hands up to play my song. The butterflies fly away.
a Weird Al special, lounge style on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Achy Breaky song parody right there. Achy Breaky Heart, Billy Ray Cyrus, and right there, Party in the CIA parody of right there, Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA. Now, that's off of the Apocalypse album, which Evan on the Billboard Top 200 came in at number 9, which is his highest chart position at that time, managing to sell 44,000 copies in its first week. And Scott Shelter, which is a music news off of Pop Crush, excuse me, rated the album 4 out of 5 stars, stating, though, that Party in the CIA doesn't have the same irresistible vibe of Miley's original song.
I still can't get over that Al actually did the father and the daughter.
Yes, both of them.
He did them both. What kind of show are you having here,
Danny? I know, father and daughter. He has done them all, parodies that you can think of. We're getting to them. So much fun tonight, Evan.
Oh, it's crazy. You know, Achy Breaky Song was Al's first song that ever cracked the country charts as well. So that was a cool thing for him on that. And that was from his album, Alapalooza. And, you know, that was one of those stories where behind it, I think Billy Ray wasn't really thrilled with some of the words, thought it was a little mean-spirited. Yeah. And Al actually rethought about it and thought the same thing. And they decided to donate all of the funds from that song to the Cerebral Palsy Foundation. So that's a pretty good thing. I mean, Al has always been a great guy.
That's the thing. He gets with the artist. He makes sure they're always it's okay. And then if we have to, and he does it, he'll donate it. And that's the cool thing about it. It is a Weird Al special if you're just tuning in. Lounge style on 91.5 WMFO.
Phones are lighting up, Danny. You know, give us a call, 617-627-3800. Stephanie's out there on social media world. She's cranking it right now with the calls, the people checking in with her. She's having a great conversation online. We do miss her in the studio, though. We wish she was feeling better. But, you know, it's the show, and the show must go on, and Stephanie takes charge online.
Yes, and she is interacting Facebook right now, Lounge Radio Show. Hang on, you're not going to want to miss this next Weird Al block. It's a Weird Al special. Lounge style, 91.5 WMFO.
Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org. But we got options tonight. Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
Now back to more freeform music on 91.5 WMFO Medford and streaming worldwide at WMFO.org.
Station 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
I never seem to finish all my food. I always get a doggy bag from the waiter, so I just keep what's still unchewed and I take it home, save it for later. But then I deal formation, microbes, enzymes, mold and oxidation. I don't care, I've got a secret trick up my sleeve. I never bother with baggies, glass jars, Tupperware containers, plastic, cling wrap, really a no-brainer. I just like to keep all my flavors sealed and tight
with aluminum foil. Never settle for less, that kind of wrap is just the best to keep your sandwich nice and fresh. Stick it in your cooler. Eat it when you're ready. Then maybe you'll choose a refreshing herbal tea.
Lovely.
Oh, by the way, I've cracked the code. I
figured out the shadow war organizations and the Illuminati know that they're finally primed for world domination. And soon you've got black helicopters coming across the border, puppet masters for the new world order. Be aware, there's always someone that's watching you. And still the government won't admit they faked a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning, don't mind that. I'm protected cause I made this hat from aluminum foil. Where I had this foil lined in case an alien's inclined to probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar. A big conspiracy.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address in a torn up town. No postcode envy, but every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care, we're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care, we aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal.
Royals.
It's a one in our blood, that kind of luck's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
You can call me Queen Bee,
and baby I'll rule.
I'll rule. Let me live that fantasy. My friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money,
but every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care, we're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care, we aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be royal. It's a run in our blood, that kind of love's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Special lounge style on 91.5 WMFO. Foil from the 2014 album Mandatory Fun. He did that parody of Royals by Lord and Living with a Hernia off his 1986 album Polka Party. Did right there.
You're keeping fresh with the foil over there. I don't want to know what
it
you're
isn't
doing.
Foil. It is fresh. Don't you worry. No, what to worry is that he takes his parodies seriously. And it was noted that doing this James Brown, he said it was a real thrill to actually do. And he said, I'm a total non-dancer. Never went to any dances in high school. But if I analytically dissect a dance routine, I can figure it out. A choreographer named Chester Whitmore was hired to accurately, this is awesome, create the dance scenes featured in the video, which is shot on the concert set actually used in the Rocky IV movie.
Did you just say every one of those words correctly?
I did!
Oh my God, yay!
Yay! I did it! I did it!
All right, but you know what? Let's get on to Foil for a second, because this is a really cool album. You know, the music video itself was unbelievable. They had so many cameo appearances. Patton Peter Oswalt from King of Queens was in it. Thomas Patrick Lennon. He's Lieutenant Dangle on Comedy Central's Reno 911.
He's
also MTV's The State. And Robert Ben-Gurant, Deputy Travis Jr. on Reno 911. So lots of cool people are checking that out. But he actually won a Grammy this year for Best Comedy Album with that song.
Such a talented individual. We're going to talk about his tour dates. We are going to talk about his tour dates when we come back here. Oh, what another great block set we have here. It is a Weird Al special. Lounge style. WMFO.
Oh, Ricky, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Ricky. Hey, Ricky.
Oh, Lucy, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Lucy. Hey, Lucy.
Oh, Ricky, you're so fine. You play your bongos all the time. Hey, Ricky. Hey, Ricky.
Oh, Lucy, you're so fine. How I love to hear you whine. Hey, Lucy. Dishes too. You iron man, you shirt, and you burn a hole right through. You're such a